The George Formby Story.
Hey, I remember George.
Singing as he did before, the famous grin from jaw to jaw, the audience, the elf and all, I remember George. Cleaning windows, Mr. Woo, leaning on the lamp or two, TV races, Hindu man, songs for every Formby fan. Memories of him remain, I'll return now, and it's again, and that Chinese blues refrain, I remember George.
The life of George Formby, the Lancashire lad who became one of this country's biggest stars and a show business legend, is told by the people who knew and worked with him in conversation with that well-known exponent of Formby music, Alan Randall.
Well, the first time I saw George Formby, it was at the Coventry Hippodrome when he was appearing there in the days of variety. I'd previously seen him in a couple of his films, and I always played his records on an old gramophone that we had at my home in Bedworth, which was in Warwickshire. I might add that I was only a small boy at the time, and I became fascinated by George, his naughty songs, and above all, his ability to play the ukulele. And like most kids do, I used to pretend that I was George. And from the thousands of Formby fans that still exist today, I expect there were lots of little lads at that time who felt just the same way. Much later, of course, I made the theatre and stage my own career. And so strong was the influence of George Formby that his songs became a very important part of my act. Songs like Cleaning Windows, Mr. Woo, Lean on the Lamppost, Auntie Maggie's Remedy, Little Stick of Blackpool Rock, and hundreds of others. In fact, when I go on tour, not only in Great Britain, but all over the world, I find that George Formby's songs are as popular today as when they were first recorded way back in the 1930s.
The laundryman in the shop with an old green door. He'd iron all day your linen away. He really makes me sore. He's lost his heart to a Chinese girl and his laundry's all gone wrong. All day he'll flirt, sort your shirt. That's why I'm singing this song. Oh, Mr. Woo, what shall I do? I'm feeling kind of limehouse Chinese laundry blue. It's me, Auntie Maggie's homemade remedy. It's guaranteed never to fail. Now that's the stuff that will do the trick. It's sold at every chemist for one and a kick. Now if you get lumbago, rheumatics or gout, or a pain in your rubber tilly, don't kick up a shindy. You'll never get windy with Auntie Maggie's remedy. Come along to see me riding in the DD races. Easier than hopscotch, beating all the top-notch cases. I've been riding all my life. I started quite small. I've ridden fair recitals, I am I'm leaning on a lamppost at the corner of the street in case a certain little lady comes by. Oh me, oh my, I hope the little lady comes by. I don't know if she'll get away, she doesn't always get away, but anyhow I know that she'll try. Oh me, oh my, I hope the little lady comes by. My granddad's flannelette night shirt, in it I was christened one day.
not the church there were in the world. No one seemed to know if I were boy or girl. They had one or two and E, they were in a mess. But it's all right, said the preacher, rather curt. I've been and had a quiz, and I found out what it is by his granddad's flannelette shirt. Lordy, lordy, his granddad's flannelette shirt. In my profession I'll work hard, but I'll never stop. I'll climb this blinking ladder till I get right to the top. At 8 o'clock a girl she wakes, at 8:05 a bath she takes, at 8:10 my ladder breaks when I'm cleaning windows.
How many of those songs do you remember? Over the next 3 weeks, we'll be looking at the life and career of George Formby, using the voices of George himself, his family, friends, colleagues, and even the man in the street. And of course, listening to as much of his music that we can fit into each programme. First of all, I'd like to give you a little sampler of what we're going to do. We're going to start right back at George's father, who was a star in his own right. His John Willie character was a household name back in the 1900s.
I'm a boy scout. When Egan Smith ran second in the Derby last July, I was standing at the corner of the train. A fellow dressed in uniform could easily see that I was standing at the corner of the train. He treated me and told me that the country wanted men. In life God Lord, he said, I'd look a tree. He gave to me a shilling and I signed my name, and then I was standing at the corner of the train. And just standing at the corner of the train, they put me on a horse's back to teach me how to ride. When I fell off the riding master came to me and cried, however did you come to be a soldier? I replied, I was standing at the corner of the train.
When George Formby Senior married, his wife went everywhere with him. His daughter Mary remembers.
Father was so ill, the mother had to travel all the time with my father, and so we had to be put in boarding schools. We didn't have to, but we were put in because my grandma looked after us. So that's how we were all doing, so with mother going away so much with father.
When George Jr. was born in 1904, father determined he would be a jockey, and we shall hear more about that later on. When George Formby Sr. died, his son tried to take on the act. Same routines, same songs.
I'm a man that's fond of seeing life, and my wife, by the way, she said to me, John Willie, you shall have a holiday. She took me up to London, the sights to let me see. And when we arrived at 10 pancakes, the wife, she said to me, John Willie, come on, mind you don't get run over. A lady came to me and said, have we not met before? My wife said, Miss, how dare you? That's my husband, she'll be gone. You know it's mine, I found it first. John Willie, come on.
And that was George Jr. singing one of his father's songs.